You're watching the news summary on Jio.tv. I'm Mohsin Abbas.
Prime Minister Raja Parvez Ashraf arrived at the sit-in of the Hazara community on Alamdar Road in Quetta and announced that Article 234 of the Constitution had been invoked and governor's rule had been imposed in Balochistan. Prime Minister Ashraf said he was deeply touched with the peaceful protest of the Hazara community and requested the governor of Balochistan to take all necessary steps to hold those behind the Quetta bombings accountable. Following the bombings in Quetta on January 10th, the Hazara community refused to bury their dead and were staging a protest on Alamdar Road in freezing cold temperatures. Sindh ministers Shirjeel Maimon and Peer Mazharul Haq were assaulted when they arrived at the site of the sit-in taking place near Bilawal House in Karachi to express solidarity with the Hazara community. The protesters besieged the ministers and hurled stones and sticks towards them. The long march of the Tehreek-e-Minhajul Quran is underway, and Dr. Tahir al-Qadri has termed it as the Democracy March. The government has decided to suspend mobile phone services along the route of the long march. Prior to departure, Qadri alleged that their cars were being stopped and workers were being detained by the government. A spokesperson from the Punjab government has denied these allegations. 14 security personnel were killed while 22 others were injured when their convoy was targeted in the Miranshah area of North Waziristan Agency. According to sources, the improvised explosive device struck the convoy in Dosali village.